Insurgent Radio Network calling. Insurgent Radio Network calling. This is Insurgent Radio Network, and we're here in the bunker in north central Indiana on a very nice day. Another nice day. It's cooled down quite a bit here. Not so much humidity, and things are looking pretty good. We're at P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. Address your mail to Tom Metzger or the Insurgent, or just plain box holder, and I'll get it. Well, guess what? That song I opened up with was a favorite song of Doom Goddess. Yeah. Well, it's August 17th here in the bunker. All kinds of good things happening around. Of course, when the conservatives look at it, they think it's bad. Most of the stuff I see is good, especially when the conservatives think it's bad or the social Marxists think it's bad. Then it's good for me or you. Should be, anyhow. It's bad for the right wing, but it's good for us. Yeah. Well, let's get on with the show, and let's get Doom Goddess on here. We had a real good talk not long ago, and we saved it just for you, and here we go. Doom Goddess.
This morning I want to introduce Doom Goddess. Good morning. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Doing fine. Now, how did you come up with Doom Goddess? Because that's a relatively new moniker, right?
Yeah, pretty new. It's actually due to the fact that I've got 6,000 levels of Doom on my laptop computer, and also because I like the Henny Penny stuff, the Chicken Little stuff, the Sky Is Falling conspiracy theory, but it's quickly becoming a conspiracy fact. I like all that stuff. And whether it's true or not, it's just fun to listen to.
You play some of those games?
Yeah, I'm hooked pretty badly on them. I'm playing Scarface right now for the PS2. And we got to have some of our people designing these games, because one of the vehicles you can buy, it's called an Odin VH-88.
Okay.
Odin Valhalla 88.
That give you a leg up?
It's got to be.
You got to define that for all us dummies out here. I mean, we know what Odin means, of course.
Oh, Valhalla, VH.
Oh, yeah, Valhalla, yeah. Okay.
And 88? Oh, 8 is the eighth letter of the alphabet, which is H, which means Heil Hitler.
I know that, but does this mean for an individual? Is the name of the game or what?
Oh, the name of the game is Scarface. It's based on the movie.
Oh.
Okay? And one of the vehicles you can buy is called an Odin VH-88. So obviously somebody that designed the game has got to be a little knowledgeable about our stuff.
Cool.
Either they're one of us or they're friendly.
I got to confess to you, Doom Goddess. I got so much on the plate here now that I am not about to try to learn some new electronic game, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'm pretty hooked, but I guess...
Yeah, you know how to do it. I mean,
you know, being hooked on heroin, I guess, you know what I mean? I guess you gotta accept it as a hobby.
You'd have to start from scratch.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I should try to learn computers better, but I think that's pretty hopeless right about now.
Now, Doom Goddess, you've been involved with this struggle for a long time. When did you get started?
Well, actually, I got interested in high school. I read Mein Kampf at the age of 15, and then shortly thereafter, I contacted one of those rags like the Inquirer. They said you could write in and ask any question you wanted, and I said I had a paper to do for a class report, and I said I wanted to know the address of the American Nazi Party. So they sent me the address of the National Socialist White People's Party, which then turned into New Order later on, and that's initially how I got started in high school. But I really didn't get active until the early 90s locally, and then I got active with you when I saw you guys on TV. And I saw Geraldo get his nose broken. And I was able to get your address off the TV, which was good. So then I wrote to you, and I've been working with you guys for like 20 years almost.
Well, now, you're a available young woman, aren't you?
Tom.
Huh?
No, I passed my good breeding years, man. I'm no longer a viable...
You don't have to be.
I'm no longer a viable commodity. No, I'm...
You don't have to be breeding to be a good Aryan warrior. I mean,
I can't have no kittens. Listen, I'm old. You guys, come on. You guys get gray and distinguished. We turn into goddamn old bats.
The guys out there interested in Doom Goddess.
Come on, man. I'm old.
Well, hell, you're not. You're nowhere near my old.
Yeah, but I'm old. You know, I'm old. I'm 53. 53 candles.
53 nowadays is considered pretty young, you know. People are jumping out of airplanes at 85, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But there's a little bit of a double standard there for, you know, between men and women. Yeah, there still is.
Yeah, but Doom Goddess, if the right guy came along, you wouldn't run him off, would you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to quit bothering you about that. Now, we're not going to get into nuts and bolts of where you work and all that kind of stuff, but you are in the health business, right?
Yes, I guess you could consider it healthcare, yeah. I've been in the same occupation for 22 years.
Let me run something past you that I've experienced. Once in a while on Saturday night, I'll drop into, my lady and I'll drop into the VFW where they have karaoke, and it's open to the public. And this karaoke place has sort of opened itself up to bringing a lot of mentally handicapped people in there that, I mean, you know, they're not, they're not in straitjackets or anything, but, and they sing karaoke. And last night there was quite a few in there, and I just noticed that it seemed like karaoke really livened those people up. They really loved that karaoke, and I think it does them a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I've never noticed that about them. I don't think anybody's where I've been has tried that with those folks, but they do get their fetishes. A lot of them are into the game shows. They dearly love those, or it's Saturday morning cartoons or what have you. But I've got mixed emotions about taking a lot of these folks out. I think the higher functioning ones, yeah, they're fine to go out in the community. But the ones that are drooling all over themselves and, you know,
stripping their clothes off.
I don't think they should be taken out in the community. I think the community gets a wrong impression of them.
These ones that show up here are they're ambulatory and they're not in that bad a shape. But anyhow, it's a side issue, but I just noticed it seemed to be very good therapy for them because the people treat them pretty nice, you know, and it's one of those things, you know.
Yeah, they've got dances here for them. They all go on, you know, Friday nights, and they enjoy it very much. Yeah, it does them good.
I'll tell you what, my gal made a comment to me. She said the way that the average white person's beginning to act and look, she's having a little trouble telling the difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll discuss that with you at a later date. Yeah, she's spot on about that.
Yeah, there's at this late date, it seems that generally the race is just dropping like a rock as far as intellect and any means of conceiving exactly what the problem is. And then, of course, it's just unthinkable to come up with an answer. You know, if you come up with an answer, they don't want to talk to you.
No, it seems to me, I remember when I was in high school, wasn't the, that being the mid-70s, wasn't the average IQ 110 or 120? And they say now the average IQ is 100.
Well, they're breeding us down to Negroes is what they're doing.
Yeah.
The Negro IQ. Last night I was, where was I? Oh, yeah, I was going to the bathroom at this place at... The guy said, "Hey, I want to talk to you." And I said, "Okay." So he came outside in the vestibule, and he told me he worked at this big company here, and he wanted to know all about how illegal aliens affect the taxes and all that kind of stuff. And I said, "Well, I'm not sure. I think that if they're working for a big outfit like that, the government extracts the taxes if they're legal. But of course, who knows whether they're using legal papers or not." But anyhow, he was quite interested and liked some of the things I said. And he said, "Of course, we just want to get the illegal ones out, don't we?" I said, "No, we want them all out." You know, and his eyeballs got a little bigger there. And so then I said, "Well, I'll research this stuff." And he went out to his table. He had his wife and daughter, and they were older. But so I went over and I said, "Hey, I want your phone number, and I'll... call you up and give you this information you're looking for." And all the people at the table, their eyeballs were getting bigger, and he was a little reticent to give me the phone number.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it. But that shows you where they're at. These white people are scared.
Yeah, I took my car in for service one day, and I talked to this guy, probably 10, 15 years older than me. I talked to him for like an hour. And he was agreeing with everything I had to say. But then at the end of the conversation, he says, "Well, I'm worried about my immortal soul, so I can't get into it." And I thought, fuck. I just wasted an hour, you know, talking to this guy.
Gonna have a big surprise. Well, anyhow, that's the way it goes with, I'd say, 90% of the people, or maybe more.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you can't let it discourage you, because I think people, by and large, down through history, have always been that way. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to get involved. I mean, whether it was back in the '20s or back in the 1800s, people were pretty much like that. And people think that everybody was an upstanding warrior back in the old days. They weren't. I mean, you know, only about 1% of the people really came out for the American Revolution.
What do they say, 1 to 3%?
Yeah, most of the rest of them didn't want to do anything, you know. Mm-hmm. Just
go along to get along, even back then.
Yeah, and that's the way it is. That's the way it is. So, but anyhow, I have a lot of fun because everybody gets to know me, and I'm right out in the open, and they either love you or they hate you. Yeah, they come up and say, keep up the good work, or they don't say anything because they're afraid you'll kill them.
Whip out your axe.
Radio show yesterday, I thought some crazy guys, I guess they didn't know that I lived here. They were behind. I got a big woods around behind, but back there's an open field, and some kids, I guess, got some pretty heavy-duty fireworks, and we're a long time after the 4th of July, and they're blasting these things off.
Did you get a little nervous?
I sat there watching television. I said, what the hell?
Tom, did you get a little nervous?
Am I being attacked on the Eastern Front or what?
I was thinking it was the alphabet agencies coming after you again.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I take full advantage and check it out. So I saw it was fireworks, so they kept going. It was pretty late in the evening, too, and too late to be doing that stuff. But anyhow, that's what us old guys say, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and grabbed my double-barreled sawed-off 12-gauge and went into the backyard, and I let him go a little bit longer, and then I let loose with both barrels, and boy, I'm telling you, that's twice as loud as any of their fireworks, and immediately they quit. I think they thought I was shooting at them.
Did you hear them squealing like little girls?
I think I heard them running through the brush. But I think they may have thought I was shooting at them, man.
Yeah.
There's a distinctive difference between a shotgun and a fireworks.
Yeah.
Funny, I laughed, went back in, laid down the shotgun, laughed for 5 minutes about that.
Oh, God.
Anyhow, we got this new deal. We got to get these on our cars, our bumper stickers. We've changed it. You know, La Raza Unida?
Mm-hmm.
We got La Raza Blanca Unida.
Blanca, white.
Yeah, and I'm
White Race United.
Putting on those on all my two cars. I'm putting the big one in the back window and then vote for Tom Metzger, you know?
Yeah, but if you do, your car might get keyed.
I've never had anybody, no matter what bumper sticker I've had on my car, ever attack my car.
Gee, when I had those Arian 2 license plates, somebody keyed the whole side of my car.
Well, you gotta sort of...
Yeah, I know. I regret doing that. Don't anybody out there do anything stupid like that. I didn't think they were gonna issue the plate.
Well, you gotta, the point is you gotta drive old cars. I got a pickup truck out there that I bought it at auction with a busted windshield. I've been driving it for 2 years on a busted windshield, so wonder I haven't gotten ticketed for it. But I put the stuff on, and maybe it's because I don't go around at night leaving it out in the dark or something, because most of my traveling around's in the daytime, and I've never had anybody attack my vehicle. I've had them go by and give me the finger, things like that.
But. Yeah, that's petty.
Wonder what finger in Spanish means.
I don't know.
They go by my house there once in a while, flipping me the bird. And I wear my .45 and the shoulder holster out in front of the house, so they get the message.
Oh, well, hey, you got to do what you got to do, you know.
Here's the old boy out there raking leaves with a .45 on his
Hey, Tom, I gotta tell you something. Any of your listeners that got animals, like cats and dogs?
No.
Tell them to be real careful. The cops, when they come to your door, they're not gonna say FBI or ATF, they're just gonna say police. You know?
Yeah.
And then if you open your door, you get an extra special surprise when they say ATF or FBI. But you gotta watch your animals. You gotta put them away that, you know, even if you just, I got, before Obama got elected, I had somebody visit me to ask me some questions.
Yeah.
And the freaking cat got, like, almost chopped him in half because he gets halfway in and halfway out.
Yeah.
And then, to add insult to injury, he's got a bad habit of standing up on his hind legs.
Yeah.
He stands up on this FBI agent, and he friggin' plants his right paw halfway up this guy's zipper. And to make matters worse, he left it there for like 30 seconds. And I didn't know what the fuck to do. I'm just sitting there, like, you know, crouched down.
Well, I hear there's a radio talk show guy on that's got he says a great big cat, and his name is Higgins. And this cat.
Higgins?
Yeah, he said he attacks anybody that comes into his house. I mean, like a dog.
Well, this one will follow me on command.
Yeah?
Yeah. All I got to do is tap my side of my leg, and come on, Sunshine. He'll walk with me.
Well, you know, this is one reason why it's good, if you can, to have an outer barrier, like a patio. Like, I've got a patio, and first you got to let them in the outer gate before they can even get to the house door.
No, it's just strictly just the front door. They got to go through the front desk, but, you know, if they flash a badge, they're getting in.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know.
Well, that's a good idea because, like with this little dog, the little dachshund that my gal's got, he just goes crazy, runs out and barks, and he's going to probably even nip at him, you know.
The little wiener dogs. God loves them.
Got to put them away, like you say.
Yeah.
And you got to watch it that some neighbor that hates your guts don't poison them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought about that. He's an indoor furball.
You train a cat not to take poison meat?
You can train them not to take anything from anybody else, but this one's such a little piglet, you know. He'll eat you out of house and home.
The way this dachshund is, that's all he wants to do is eat.
Yeah, this one too. You know, if you're not feeding him every 15 seconds, he's meowing like he's going to starve to death.
I fed him very much. He'd be 50 pounds. I mean,
yeah.
You know, he don't get too heavy because I just give him a little teeny bit, you know.
Yeah, this one's on a diet. Plus, he's got friggin' thyroid problems, and I got to give him medicine every day for the rest of his life.
I got it. You know, in the old days, the cats.
I know. They live to be however long they're going to live. You know, 13 years, 14 years.
Those days the cats were in the barn living off mice and rats, and we hardly ever saw a cat. And my dad would have never had a cat in the house. He just, something about cat hair drove him up the wall.
This is my mom's cat. I promised her, you know, it's the last gift she gave me before she passed away, and I promised her I'd take very good care of him, so.
Well, I like other people's cats. I got
the guilt thing going there, you know.
I used to visit the Mahons once in a while out there in Tulsa, and they had two or three big cats, and the cats, they love me, and I like them. I'm a dog guy. I like somebody else's cats, but I don't want to have a cat.
Yeah.
Usually the cat and the dog don't mix too well. Sometimes I see on these funny animal shows, they get some real funny deals about cats and dogs being buddies and all that.
Yeah, if you raise them together.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, what's the racial situation in your area? You don't have to tell me even what city you're in, but...
It's a Syracuse, New York, and it sucks. It's a heavy-duty social Marxist. You got SU here, which is overrated as far as sports and or college. And it's just pervasive with liberalism. You know, they got the Jerry Ruskin Monument here for the slavery, and they've got the Harriet Tubman House in Auburn for the slaves. I'm sorry, Tom. I hate to be nasty racist, but that bitch, that Harriet Tubman was one ugly nig. I mean, you could drive a Buick up her nostril, you know?
What gets me, too, is I know my gal likes to watch a lot of these real estate shows and different houses and historical houses and all that. Once in a while, I'll watch, and they're always finding these houses up there in the north and the northeast where there was a secret basement to where they hid runaway slaves.
Oh, yes.
And I grit my teeth, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way back then, you know, the Underground Railroad crap.
Yeah. You know, it's the social Marxist thing. It's pervasive everywhere. You're not going to escape it. no matter where you go.
Now, Doom Goddess, you don't have to tell me exactly, but you do have an exit strategy to get out of there, don't you? Out of town?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, now how about food storage? Do you store some food?
A little bit if I stop buying so many goddamn video games, Tom.
Well,
half of me says store up and half of me says, gee, I'm not sure which list I'll be on. I guess you're going to be on, what, the red list and I'm on the blue list? You heard about this list, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Supposedly, maybe it's right-wing crap, I don't know, but red list is then those that are going to be executed immediately once they declare martial law. I think the blue list is step down from that, people they feel they can re-educate that would be taken to camp, FEMA camp, for a holiday.
I hate to be weird about it, but maybe if it gets that bad, we'd be better off being dead because trying to live in what that future society is not going to be very pretty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure our parents are spitting in their graves.
But you should be buying at least one can of food every few days and putting it away.
I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to store up some. You know, I'm limited on space here. I'm thinking about getting, you know, something out of here, outside of here to store.
Yeah.
I won't say what.
Sure.
Tom, you got time for a couple questions for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, listen, you always have such a phenomenally positive attitude. You seem to have that all the time. How do you maintain that? I mean, for all these years.
Well,
you're not on drugs, I know that.
I'm not on drugs. I get down, yeah, but I tend to internalize it and get past it pretty fast. Everybody gets despondent and upset and all that kind of stuff, but that just goes with life. But you've got to not let it take hold of you for a long time. You know, you spend a few hours, maybe one day, of feeling like that, and then also, I'm offended every time I walk out the door, but you get to where you, your attitude is that we're going to take care of this one of these days, and no matter how bad it gets, we're going to kick their ass and straighten it out. And whenever you say, they say, well, how are you going to do it? And they always, their eyes get big. I say, by violence, of course.
The way it's always been done.
Yeah, I say, well, things get to a certain point, there's no intellectual argument left. I mean, it's simply at a certain point, it's just going to candy bar the door shut, and I'm just glad that so far I'm healthy enough to be able to be ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I have a good sense of humor. I joke around with people all the time. And
yeah, I think that helps a lot.
Maybe that's why, you know, when I go out to places, I have a lot of people that are very, very friendly with me and everything like that. People that they don't really want to talk race with me or even politics, but I joke around with them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, speaking of health, you walk 3 miles a day. What else do you do as far as exercise? What do you recommend?
A small two-story house here, and there's a flight of stairs that I go up and down at least 75 times a day.
Oh, okay.
Right. I mean, because I've got part of my things upstairs and then the bunker downstairs, and I'm up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And then, of course, I get to do things like crawl on the roof, resetting my video cameras to cover the whole neighborhood and all that stuff. And also my lady and I go out and we dance. You know, that's good exercise.
So you don't need to go to a gym.
I rock and roll. Well, she goes to the gym. She goes to the gym every morning. But we get out there like last night and hell, we fast dance and stuff like that. That really works you out.
Mm-hmm.
However, I must say, after an evening of real fast dancing, now my hips are a little bit sore in the morning sometimes.
Yeah. Get some of that blue ice.
Especially when I get down and do the twist.
Don't be doing that, man. You pull something.
They think I'm nuts, a 72-year-old guy doing the twist.
Don't want to pull nothing. Listen, as far as your diet goes, you know, what foods do you eat and what do you avoid?
Well, you know, I'm sort of off again, on again, healthy eater. We try to eat a lot of salads, and we take it easy on the meat, but we'll have a steak once in a while and like that. I think we just eat moderately, no soft drinks at all.
Oh, yeah, I can't give up the Pepsi.
That stuff in there is bad news, I'll tell you. You got to read that book, Sugar Blues.
High fructose corn syrup with...
God, that's killing more people than anything.
Causing mercury and...
Right. You know, drink your vegetable juices, and of course, if you go out to drink, drink only the best booze.
Oh, yeah. Listen, do you drink tap water, or do you drink bottled?
We have our own well here, so our water's beautiful. I mean, I drink out of tap. My gal seems to buy some of this bottled water, and I say, you're crazy, because this water, our well water's better than that water you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
I heard on the radio last night, too, that you remember back in the old days they used to buy a bottle of this, what's they call that, fizz water that's in the Pepsi and all that kind of stuff?
Carbonated.
Yeah, carbonated. And they say if you want a little kick from your water, you don't have to buy the stuff imported from France, like Paragon or something like that.
Yeah.
Just get a bottle of that stuff and shoot it into your water. And it's almost doesn't cost you hardly anything, and that gives you carbonated water. A cold glass of carbonated water has got a pretty good flavor to it.
Yeah, but I always hear to avoid the tap water because it's got fluoride and all kind heavy metals.
I think that the right wing is, as they usually do, they go overboard because I think the average city water today, and it's been shown several times, is better than a lot of the bottled water.
Mm.
And what I do once a year, I take a vial of our water and take it down to a lab, which is only about a half a mile from me, and costs me $20, and they check it out and tell you exactly how the water is.
Oh, okay, and it's good?
Yeah, if you want, you could, in fact, those figures have to be on file with the city you live in, exactly the whole chemical makeup of your water. And if you don't believe them, take a vial of it and to a lab and have it tested. It'll probably be even cheaper to have it tested in a big city.
Hey, Tom, I know how you can make your first million.
Okay.
Start bottling that water and selling it to us racists at an exorbitant price. And what do we name it? Valhalla water? I don't know.
And I'd even throw in a blessing. I'll bless the water for you.
Didn't they bring out something in Italy? They had wine with Hitler's picture on it or something?
They've done that all over the world.
Big controversy about that?
I saw in the news the other day that, where was it? They found a ship underneath the water. It had been there 100 years. They found the tent of one of the Arctic explorers way back in the 1800s. And there was a full bottle of Irish whiskey in there.
It's
and
still good.
They're taking that Irish whiskey and analyzing it
right
out to try to reproduce it, because the whiskey we get today is nothing like they used to have, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nothing is like nothing we used to have.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of things better than we used to have. You know, I was raised in a farm-like situation with an outhouse and everything, and I'm sure glad we have inside toilets.
Okay, you got me there.
Sure,
right.
But I don't have to take a bath in a galvanized tub anymore.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure glad I don't have to haul in the damn coal and put it in the stove and get that soot all over the place and the smoke coming out of the chimney would turn the snow black and stuff like that. That wasn't exactly cool.
Okay, point taken.
No, I think there's a lot of great things about modern society that the white race has been primarily responsible for creating. And if we could get rid of all these parasites, it would be beautiful.
Let's hope so.
And I started in television business when I was 15, and these old, great big old clunkers at round tubes and cloudy picture and snowy picture. Now you've got great TVs that hang on the wall.
Oh, yeah, but digital sucks. It freezes, it's pixelated.
I don't know. I'm on Comcast, and I don't...
I'm on Time Warner, and it just sucks. It blows chunks. It's bad.
I've heard Comcast is probably the best or one of the best, and we don't have that problem. And, you
lucky,
know, you can...
Lucky you.
You can download movies right on in onto your computer and everything. I think that we ought to sometimes look around and count our blessings, too, not just always the negative.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Except cars. Now you can't work on them. You know, you got to...
Because they're all computer.
Got to take them to a college-educated technician to change the spark plugs, and that's why I drive older cars, because I don't want to be trapped in a situation in an emergency, and I'm fleeing the masses, and I can't even fix my car.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, you got a point.
So, anyhow, there's good points and bad points, and but I think the white race has done... Unfortunately, we gave it all away to the parasites.
Yeah, that we did.
I mean, you see these guys, these niggers driving around these cars that they could never ever produce. They were using the telephones and the computers that they could never create. I mean, you know.
Have you seen that commercial? Speaking of cars, have you seen that commercial for the Kia Soul with the rodents on it? The little gerbils or hamsters or whatever the hell they are?
I haven't seen that.
Have you heard about it though? I mean, it's definitely a takeoff on the Nigs, you know, because it shows Amsterdam Ave, which is a play on Amsterdam Ave in Harlem.
Yeah.
And it's got like rap music or hip hop or whatever in the background.
Yeah.
And it shows these little things dancing and stuff. I'm just surprised the blacks haven't come up and said that commercial was racist.
Well, they've gotten to the point where everything is racist, and it's good because racist is losing its punch. I mean, when you use a term so frequently all the time, everyone knows or should know in advertising, people get dull to it. In other words, like I've said on the show, there's been books written about this that people get advertising resistant after a while. That's why the ads have to get wilder and wilder and wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Now all the ads are niggers anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. Or other.
Unbelievable. All these octroon women, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what the corporations are doing at the race level. But I think it's causing a reaction, a resistance, too. People say all the time, I don't like television no more. Well, they don't exactly come out and say why they don't like television, but you know a lot of it's because of the blacks and everybody taking it over.
Well, what's taken over instead of television is the Internet to a large degree and also video gaming and computer gaming.
Right.
And social networking.
Now, not to get too pry too much, but weren't you in the Air Force?
Yes, I was in the Air Force for 4 years.
About that. Did you ever fly an aeroplane?
No, and I didn't even get weapons training, oddly enough.
Yeah, well, you did your duty.
Yeah, big deal. I can't even sell back my military time to apply toward my retirement because I didn't serve during wartime, which I think is lousy.
Can you get any kind of GI Bill benefits?
I did use mine for college. I could have gotten a house loan, but I never chose to have a house. But it pisses me off. I would have had 4 years counting toward my retirement, but they won't take it because I didn't serve during wartime.
Yeah, well...
Jesus, give me something. I mean, I was willing to go if I had to, but... I didn't have to, but Jesus, give me half.
Well, in the last 30 years, when haven't we been in a war? You know, it's hard not to be in at a time when there's war. I mean, I was in between Vietnam, Korea and Vietnam, so I had that problem too. But nowadays, it seems like they're at war all the time.
Yeah, I cringe thinking about what's coming back from overseas because, you know, in World War II, I think you did like maybe, what, one tour and that was it. You're home. Now it's like 4, 5, 6 tours. And these people are going to be so scrambled brains when they get back over here.
I've heard quite a bit about that, and there's going to be a lot of psychos and psychotics and all that coming out of it. But still, some of these psychos and psychotics are going to be our psychos and psychotics.
Yeah.
So that's not all bad either.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the next 5-10 years.
Oh, I think it's going to be interesting in the next 5 or 10 months. I think the things are moving so fast now that it's unbelievable. I mean, Obama just knocked off, I think, $20 billion in food stamps.
Well, I got my jammies and underwear in my top packed. I'm ready to go to FEMA camp.
Have you got your escape pack, though? I mean, like, radio man says you got to get your...
Bug out bag,
yeah.
I'm working on it.
Better work a little faster because you may need it quicker than you think.
Yeah. I don't know, Tom. I don't know whether... I just wonder whether they're just going to... Just for shits and giggles, they're just going to take everybody out that's against Obama. You know what I mean?
No. You're more likely to be taken out by someone who's in the Republican Party. Yeah, the Republican Party is even worse than Obama. There's that right wing, I'll tell you, discount about half of what you hear from the right wing, because they're still in bed with the Republicans. And
yeah, that's true. A lot of them don't have the big picture about, you know.
Out here, I despise the Republicans a lot more even than the Democrats. The Democrats are crazy, but the Republicans out here are criminal. They are criminal. We had a anti-illegal alien bill was supposed to go through last session. And I didn't know what happened at the last minute. The Democrats said, we want to put an amendment on here to fine the employers of illegal aliens, and the Republicans walked out.
Yeah.
Because their business buddies are going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, because at the time I called a couple of Republican conservative type legislators here in the state, and I said, hey, who blocked that? And I never got an answer. Well, it was the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can talk about illegal aliens all you want. If you don't find them for hiring them, you're never going to stop at anything, you know.
Yeah, hit them in their pocketbook. Exactly.
Sure.
Find them or, you know,
right.
People that are doing something wrong, the CEOs or executives or presidents of companies, and their product is killing somebody, do what the Chinese do. You execute them.
Now, the Mexicans around there where you're at, are they getting as numerous as the blacks?
No, this is I'd say it's predominantly black here, and after that probably Asian, Vietnamese, you know, Cambodian, like that.
Yeah, the crummy part of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And at least the Chinese and the Japanese have a pretty strong social history and so forth, but these
they got a pretty good work ethic too.
Gummy, you know? Southeast Asian people are. I guess they refer to them as Southeast Asian niggers.
Yeah. You got to hand it to the Japanese. They make some good video games.
Yeah.
It's me, Mario.
I was in Japan. I'll tell you, I was treated better in Japan than I've ever been treated here.
Yeah, you said that. You and John had a really good time there.
They treat you with respect, and if you give them logic, they agree with you. You know, here you give people logic and they disagree with you.
Yeah. But they're ready to fight you.
I remember you could have eaten off the streets of Tokyo, and you could have had $1,000 in your pocket and walked down the streets of Tokyo back then, and it would be very rare that anybody tried to rob you.
But I think it's probably getting pretty corrupt everywhere now.
Oh yeah, it's spreading. Good old American Jewism is spreading throughout the world, you know.
Yeah, like everybody wants democracy. We're so free.
Right. Well, there is no such thing as democracy. It never worked. It's just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the people forget it. They tried it in Greece. It didn't last but just a short time.
So, Tom, when we get our Aryan utopia, do you think it's going to be just swell, or do you think we're going to fall into, like, you know, ethnocentrism, class warfare, war between the sexes, elitism?
First.
Oh, okay. What are we bothering for? I'm sorry.
Utopia means nowhere. You know that, don't you?
No, actually, I didn't.
And that's what it means, nowhere.
Okay.
So, there, you know, any...
All right.
anybody looking for nowhere.
I thought it meant like heaven on earth or something.
That's what people try to say it means.
Okay.
But in reality, it means nowhere.
So I'm mistaken yet again.
Yeah, but the point is, in other words, here's the problem with the right wing. They preach that if we got rid of all these other problems, if the Jews were out of here and if the blacks were gone, the Mexicans and the Asians were out here, everything would be hunky-dory. No, no.
No, it wouldn't.
White race, we're evolving. We're in a struggle, survival of the fittest. There's going to be greed. All the things that we have now would be around. It's just that we would hopefully control it better.
Yeah.
So these people are looking for this, we're all going to move into one area. And
heaven on earth or Valhalla here, you know.
That's all nonsense.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Because, number one, so many of our people are A personalities, and you can't put that many A personalities in one area. An A personality's got to be separated by at least a few miles. Because we end up killing each other.
Yeah, I've also heard, trying to get the white racist to agree is like trying to herd cats.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I always like that phrase.
Well, I have no problem with the honest differences, and we can discuss that all day long, but some people are just, some of their stuff is just they're not confronting reality.
Yeah, we're not, a lot of times we're getting the, we're scraping the bottom of the barrel because they're coming to us, they want to be Hollywood Nazis and like that.
Going through my email this morning, and a guy contacted me, and I sent him some stuff about the lone wolf. He said, "Well, I ain't worried about that. I've been out in the open. I don't care who's got my name and everything." And then he sent me a couple of clips of the NSM marching in Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
I almost puked. I mean, what a ragtag bunch of... And here is... The demonstrators are almost all white. And most of the demonstrator whites look genetically better than the NSM people.
Mm.
And here's the cops trying to protect the whole situation. It was so degrading that I just, nothing depresses me more than watch something like that.
I knew back in the 90s when we had our failed march and rally in Auburn, New York.
Yes.
Where there was like 35 of us against like 2,000 counter-demonstrators.
Right.
We had to do it. We had to do it, Tom. You know, we had to do it, but that was the last time.
Yeah, well, I've done my share of it.
In fact, speaking of, I just transferred the old VHS copy of the march and the news coverage. I transferred that to DVD. I've got several copies. I'd like to mail those to you, and you could, like, pass those out as freebies, and I will label it, right-wing tactics do not work. Here is proof. You know, something along those lines. I don't care if we're embarrassed,
Well, all
right, since you're in Central New York, but people need to see that. You might as well not bother, because it didn't work back in the 90s, and it ain't going to work now.
Counter-demonstrators, they have no power. These are just snot-nosed kids, most of them. And they're out there, MSN respecting them like they're the real enemy. They're not really the enemy. They're just misled kids, and mostly white kids that could be straightened out. But trying to sell a swastika and
my point is it just marches and rallies. The time for that is long, long gone.
Well, unless you've got the power.
Yeah.
Give me 1,000 troops in uniform.
That look good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Prepared to shoot it out if they have to, and then you get someplace. But
we don't have that right now, so,
Well, then, of course, you'd have to fight the cops and everybody else, too, Because the cops are not going to allow you to march with 1,000 people ready to go,
No, they lied to us in Auburn. They had us all split up into, like, 3 different groups.
Oh, they always lie.
There was a half a dozen on the steps of City Hall. There was about 20 of us in the parking lot, and then there was probably another 10 in a van that got ambushed.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
I sent you extensive coverage on that.
Yeah, well, you got to always understand the cops are going to lie every time. They'll they'll tell you anything that serves their purpose.
Oh yeah, we found out the hard way.
Yeah.
But you know, your listeners, don't even bother. Put your efforts and your money into something more worthwhile. Support the groups that are supporting white people. Support Tom, the insurgents. Also support any groups out there that are doing any, I don't know if you agree with it or not, but charity drives for good white folks. No.
Well, the key word is good.
Yeah.
Find good white people. I was talking to a casual friend of mine last night that his wife had a heart operation a few months ago, and he didn't have much money. He was a working class guy and an older guy, and I gave him $100, and then a couple of weeks later I gave him another $100, and he was sort of shocked because we're not related or anything. I said, well, just pass it on. Well, night before last, he came up to me and he said, you know, Tom, my gal got sort of a big payoff something from Social Security, several hundred dollars, and you know, I remembered what you did for us, so I took $300 and passed it on to some other people who were having problems. And that's the way you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you got to do it. Say, how about our great white hope, Hal Turner?
What's up with him lately? Haven't heard much.
He just got convicted, you know.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. It's all over that. That's all I can find on the web.
No, because I haven't. I just started a new job.
Yeah.
I'm still with the same company, but I'm working elsewhere. So that's been kind of tying me up for the last couple of days.
Well, they convicted him, and their jury was only out 2 hours, so it wasn't long. But you see, this is what happens when now, here's a guy who had a pretty good income. He was into some kind of real estate or something. I talked to him enough about it. That started out as a sort of a right-winger type, and if he'd have just stuck to what he was doing, he'd have been all right. But I think he wanted to be Mr. Wonderful, and the cops or the FBI talked him into being a paid agent. I think the idea of being a secret agent is what turned him on.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, everything went downhill. I would imagine that he could get 10 years, but I would say probably, since the FBI sort of screwed it up, I think he'll probably get a suspended sentence or maybe a year in jail.
Hmm.
But one thing I did discover in all this, his mother, now he says he's Hal Turner, so he must have had a stepfather. His mother's name is Diamond.
Okay.
That's Jewish as hell, especially in New Jersey. There's diamonds on every corner.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
I think Hal is either part Jew or something. If his mother is a diamond Jew, even if they go to a Christian church,
according to Jewish law, if your mom's Jewish, you're Jewish.
Yeah, so that hasn't come out before, but I think that needs to be looked into a little bit. Of course, I don't really care. It's going to be interesting what happens to Hal inside the joint. They're going to have to give him protective custody.
Oh, probably. He'll probably be segregated.
Because
sure.
he's going to be like yesterday I said on the radio, so he's going to be in the same trouble Irv Rubin was in. He had the black nationalists were after him, and the white racists were after him, the Nazis were after him.
And
he finally said to hell with it, committed suicide.
Unless somebody threw him over.
I think they did.
Listen, speaking of people that, you've heard anything from Mayhem Brothers, or?
No, except the trial is still scheduled for November, but I did get the tip off that there was another grand jury sitting, and, but I haven't heard of anybody being subpoenaed to the second grand jury. That's odd. It'd be interesting to know how many people that they subpoenaed for the second grand jury.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll keep us posted on that.
Yeah, I do. In fact, I mentioned the second grand jury on the radio show a few weeks ago, but
yeah,
I did hear
about that you heard through the grapevine that people were going to be subpoenaed.
Well, I heard, let me say this, it's definite that there is another grand jury, no doubt. My source was impeccable.
Okay. I won't pry.
Yeah. No, I can't tell you.
I realize that. I need to know basis, Tom.
I have my ears. You know, a lot of people would be really surprised how well my ear is to the ground. We've got a lot more lone wolves out there than anybody knows.
And obviously you're not going to disclose.
Never, never.
Need to know basis.
Okay, now, did you have any other questions that could embarrass me today? You know, like I've got to quit eating my candy bars and stuff.
You eating candy bars?
Oh, I'm kidding you. I have one candy bar once in a while. I do everything, but you got to limit it. You see, that's the problem with having a good diet. Nobody's perfect. You're going to once in a while fall off the wagon, but you got to try. You got to try to eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit.
No, I do.
A lot of melons and stay, but get away from anything that's got that aspartame in it, any?
Oh, I look at everything, yeah. And last time I went to my doctor, she gave me a thing for cholesterol, and it said beef once a week. And I went, fuck, beef, I can only have beef once a week. And she peeks her head around the corner, yes, only once a week.
So make it
God.
So make it a big 2-inch thick one then.
Yeah, half a roast beef. Yeah, really. Me and Fuzzy will enjoy.
You only have a steak maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, and you have a big, really good steak. Boy, I'll tell you, it tastes so great than if you was having steak every other night.
Actually, I like a truck steak better than anything.
I know that out there on the West Coast, we used to have a lot of chuck steak. And I like the pork, too.
Yeah. She said I could have pork. It's not bad for cholesterol.
Pork's good. Pork is, if it's cooked well, is very good, you know.
Yeah. It's a furball's favorite meal. He'd kill you for a pork chop.
Also, then all the right-wingers can't call you a Jew if they see you eating pork. That's going around again at Metzger's Jewish.
Oh, please. Your given name is Linton.
Right.
Linton, which is English.
No matter how many times you say that, there's still some screwball out there that's going to come up with it. Well, you know, they used to say Hitler was Jewish. I said, well, if he was Jewish, he was one of the greatest Jews of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, he did a lot of good, but he's not, you know, the problem I got with the National Socialists today is they kind of treat him as a deity, like a god. And,
oh, yeah. That's the problem.
They got to get away from that.
Hitler did a lot of good things, but he did a lot of bad things, and he did a lot of stupid things, you know?
Yeah, that he did.
Well, it's like any politician. You can't. It's hard to be a politician and walk a straight line.
Yeah.
You're trying to make too many people happy. You know, he's trying to make the brown shirts happy, and then he was trying to make the capitalists happy, and then he was trying to make the armaments makers happy, and it's pretty hard for a politician to be a real leader, as far as I'm concerned. Even when look at him, he had almost totally open checkbook that he could do about anything he wanted. He still screwed up. So anyhow, those days are over. I wish we could get it out of our system, say, yes, this happened then, but 55 million people died in World War II, and most of them were white. And so World War II was a disaster for the white race. Let's move on. Maybe we temporarily put the swastika away in the drawer and like that. But when the shooting starts, maybe the swastika should come out. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, in a combat situation where you would have hundreds of white people with guns, you don't know about white people. Which side are they on?
Yeah, that's true.
You know? So, probably to straighten that out real quick, just raise a swastika flag and they'd know who's who.
Real quick. Yeah, you got it.
Like, I wear this ring that's got a swastika on it, you know? And guys will every once in a while get discussing and arguing with me, and then finally, if I'm not getting through to them, I said, well, okay, this is what I believe. Look at that.
Is it is the swastika like made of diamonds, or what does it look like?
It's the got the Viking head on it, and then it's got thunderbolts on one side and the swastika on the other side, on the side panels.
Okay, so it's a sharp looking ring then.
That's a very popular ring. Yeah, a lot of guys. Well, I won't say a lot of guys, but some guys wear it. But I won't, you know, I sometimes I take it off, but then I say, no, that's not right. And so I wear it most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody gives me too much trouble, I just put it in their face. I mean, sometimes, literally, I mean.
sometimes I imagine you would have to. Hey, listen, Tom, before I go, can I just give a shout out to, as the Knicks say, a shout out to all the other lone wolves that do the radio shows?
Well, we've got time here, and I want you just to take over and talk right now.
No, I just want to say hello to all the lone wolves that are doing the radio shows. You're doing a phenomenal job, and I appreciate all the help that you've given me personally. Thank you.
All right.
And
now
you, Tom, too, and your family.
You've got more to say than that, don't you?
No, actually not.
Okay, I'm not going to push you any farther. It's been a good show. We've almost had an hour in here, yeah. So
yeah.
We'll be running this.
Yeah, almost, because you called me about 9:15. It's like 10:15 now, yeah. So you can go out and like, play golf or something today, right?
Probably mow the yard.
Screw that. Go play some golf or do something fun.
Oh, what a waste of time golf is. That, you know,
my old man used to golf. He loved it, but.
Well, I'll watch a game once in a while, like I watched that Arnold Palmer shoot that 100-foot putt they ran it on TV. That was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there's that one guy that's always given Tiger Woods trouble, the white guy.
The old man?
No, young.
Middle-aged?
Huh?
The middle-aged guy?
He's a young guy. He's probably 40. But anyhow, he's the one that last year hit that 400-yard, I think, hole-in-one.
Oh, is that Langley?
No, that's not the name. I forget their name.
Now that's going to bug me.
I don't watch it that much. But how can anybody have enough time away from doing important things to play golf? I mean, it takes hours to play golf.
I never really played golf. I kind of lost my taste for it. I think I ruined one of my father's clubs when I was little, and he wailed on me, so took care of golfing right quick.
I live a quarter of a mile from the big golf course over here, and I go by it there all the time, maybe two or three times a day, and I see all these businessmen out there with their businessman bodies playing golf all
the time. But it's got to be some exercise. I mean, I guess it beats sitting around, you know, for hours playing a video game. Like
exercise. They ride around in golf carts. And
they don't walk anymore?
Some of them walk, but most of them are riding around.
Okay. Then that's not good.
Hell, and so they swing and hit the ball. That's big exercise?
No.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, it's been good talking to you again. Doom. Got us. I should have the echo machine on there.
Oh, hey, Tom, it's been excellent talking to you. And give my best regards to your family.
And we're going to do it again in about a week, too, so get all your information.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, yes, we are. You're going to be a steady on here because our people demand it. They said, we want more of...
Tom, I got one letter that you told me about.
Oh, well, I got several comments, but the point is, that doesn't mean anything because sometimes I only get one letter.
No, come on.
Even if we're the only persons really talking the hell with it, at least it makes us happy.
Well, you know, I wrote one good article, but it might be like Margaret Mitchell with Gone with the Wind. She had one good book in her, and that was it. Maybe I got nothing left to say.
Well, you know,
I've said it all already.
Write a book. All you have to do is write one page a day. And then in a year, you've got a 365-page book.
Actually, what I want to do is I want to bring out, you know, stuff on security.
Yeah.
I think you can always use a show on security, no matter what type of security you're talking about.
I got to get you together with Michael Myers. He's the security man, too.
I emailed him. He never wrote me back.
He's single.
I was crestfallen.
Yeah, well, I'll straight.
He doesn't want an old broad like me, okay?
Well, he's not a spring chicken either, I mean.
Yeah, come on. He wants something young.
How do you know what he wants?
He said on his show he wants something young and blonde with big breastises, and I don't have that.
Heard that. Where did you get that?
On his radio show. Honest to God.
Well, what he gets and what he wants and what he gets is usually two different things.
Hey, listen, I must be impossible to live with because, you know, I'm single all these years.
First thing you do, you got to have loyalty, number one.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have loyalty and compatibility, but both be individualist. And then beyond that, then you start looks. Just as long as they're not big, fat people like, and I know you're not. You've always been trim, but last night I was just at that VFW place, and there were women in there that could barely get through the door.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about unbelievably fat.
Morbidly obese.
Morbidly. And then they'd get out and try to dance. And, oh, my God. And some of these great big fat gals, they got little shrimpy, skinny guys. Yeah, I wonder what happens in the bed. We're not going to go into
We're
that.
We're not going to go there.
Okay. All right, great. Well, 14-5, Doom Goddess, and thank you very much.
Well, Todd, see Kyle and all that good stuff, and have a great weekend, what's left of it.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Someone saw, someone said, slightly misconstrued. Oh, hell broke loose at midnight when I guess you got the news. There's a dead bird on the sidewalk, and I'm wishing I was too. And I only want to talk to you. There's tire marks on the concrete where you spun out of the drive. There's a hound dog in the corner looking glad to be alive. And if the phone rings on the table, well, I don't know what I'll do. I only want to talk to you. Is it a test of some kind, or a price I ought to have to pay? Nice upside down and backwards, my foot's on the other shoe. I only want to talk to you. red shirt, ringing the front door bell. I'm gonna hide out in the kitchen and let that hound dog give him hell. 'Cause I don't wanna talk about Jesus, not even for a minute or two. I only wanna talk to you.
McMurdy, he's terrific. And that's old the Doom Goddess out there. That was a great show. Yeah. And she's waiting for that young man in a white shirt to come ringing her doorbell. Yeah. But she ain't going to open the door unless it's got a Swazi on it. Okay. All right, that's it for today. August the 17th. Right. Yeah, tomorrow I get to go have lunch with my senior class. We do it every month in the summer. And all those old people get together with me and we talk. Yeah. And don't forget to go up to Tom Metzger for Congress.com, because we're putting new stuff up there. And we've got all these email addresses to the media in the area, and then we got email addresses to the rest of the state. Now, you guys who are computer junkies that spend a lot of time just sitting there, well, get on there and send some email in support of my congressional campaign, because it's an uphill battle for a write-in candidate. But if we really start pounding them, because they're not giving us any publicity here at all. This is the first time in my long and illustrious career that the press hasn't beaten quite a bit of path to my door. Now, that either means one or two things. Either I'm totally out of the picture, or they simply are afraid that I'm going to create such a ruckus here. I did notice one thing, that here we got the Republican candidate that's pretty much saying that he's all for illegal aliens. There's a Democrat candidate not in my district for Congress who, surprise, surprise, is saying deport all the Mexicans or deport all the illegal aliens. I'm quite shocked at that, so I'm going to be checking these other guys running, and if they're saying the right things about immigration, I'm going to say, hey, I'm for you. But they may say, well, thanks for being for us, but don't be too much for us. I'll never get elected. Yeah, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. And tomorrow is supposed to be Ghost Wolf Radio Day with TT right here in the bunker. So you never know, though. Michael Myers and that big knife of his, he's out there on the prowl. Did you notice the news? There's a lot of upheavals, a lot of violence all over the country. And mostly in black areas and black schools. And then the black gal run her car into the river and drowned her kids. She says, I'm sick and tired of these little chimpos. I'm getting rid of them. So she did. See you tomorrow, 14:05.